Hey, what is up, my friends? Thank you for listening to another episode of the Overcomers Podcast with Brandon Grimm. If you like what you hear today or on any of the other episodes, go ahead and hit subscribe or leave a like or a review on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Anchor, or any of the other podcast apps. If you're on Instagram, go ahead and give me a follow at BrandonGrimm247. I'd love to connect with you on there and kind of do some social community with you. Lastly, if you visit the Brandon Grimm store at BrandonGrimm.org/store and you're interested in a motivational shirt, t-shirt, tank top, sweatshirt, if you enter the code OVERCOMER at checkout, you will get 20% off your entire purchase just as a thank you for listening to the podcast. So if you go to the Brandon Grimm store, enter the code OVERCOMER at checkout and you'll save 20% off your entire purchase. Hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks.
Life will not always go as planned. You need to be resilient. Be resilient. Life doesn't always go as planned. There will be good days and there will be bad days. There will be good seasons and there will be bad seasons. But seasons change for a reason. Seasons change for a reason. Every now and again, we are faced with a situation where it feels like this life-altering event takes place and it feels like the walls are closing in and it feels like everything around us is going dark. Darkness is consuming our life and we're unable to see what the future holds. We are unable to see because everything around us feels dark. We're unable to see where our steps are landing and where they are going up in front of us because we can't see what the future holds. That's difficult terrain to navigate when you can't see. That's hard to do. And so often in life, we have to remind ourselves, and I like to use the analogy that there's a little bit of light up ahead that can guide your steps, because the first thing that happens when the darkness takes over is you lose your ability to see. Think of the room that we're in right now. If I were to turn all of the lights off in this room and ask you to walk from one side to the other, as soon as the lights go out, you would lose your ability to see and your steps would have no light to guide them. And it would be difficult. We'd be bumping into things, knocking tables and chairs over, and feeling our way through this room as it was tough terrain to navigate. And that's something that happens so often in our life because we can't see what the future holds. But if the second thing that happens, if I were to turn all of the lights off in this room and ask you to walk from one side to the other, the second thing that happens is your vision adjusts. It's the same amount of darkness in here, but you look at it from a different perspective. You stop focusing on the darkness and you're able to see that there's a little bit of light up ahead. And in this room, it would be the light above the doors and the exit sign. And the little bit of light that comes out of that exit sign would be enough to guide our steps across this room, through those doors, and onto something better. There'd be something up ahead providing us light, and that light is hope. That's what we need to find in our lives when we experience a darkness, a life-altering situation, something that changes the course of our lives forever. We have to be able to find that little bit of light up ahead. And for me, in 2005, when I made it through the recovery all summer and into the fall after the brain surgery, I thought I had made it through. I thought I had made it through all of that darkness, those difficult times. But it wasn't the finish line for me. It was just a checkpoint to pass through, which was buying me more time, like those old video games we used to play where you pass the checkpoint. And it was buying me time through my next challenge. And the hope was, the little bit of light up ahead was, the injections, the medication, the doctor's visits. If I just maintain that regimen over the course of several years, I could render that tumor useless. Because I was diagnosed with a residual tumor and told it's inoperable, I'll have it for the rest of my life. If I'm able to maintain those daily injections, those monthly injections, I can combat the effectiveness, the potency of that tumor. That was the light up ahead. I just have to maintain and follow that light of possibly extending my life expectancy back to where it was supposed to be, barring some sort of unforeseen trauma. That was the goal. Be resilient. Life will not always go as planned. When you experience that step back, I want you to just remember that step back is really just a step up waiting to happen. You're just not there yet. You're in the process. You're not there yet, but just wait. It's going to happen.